and W252DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. military shot down another object in the skies. This was downed over Alaska one day after it was spotted.
A senior official describes it to ABC as cylindrical and silverish gray.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
The military says the object was unmanned, and we are told it appeared to be floating, not being steered or propelled like the Chinese spy balloon.
That's ABC's Martha Raddatz. The FBI recovered one document with classified markings during a five-hour search Friday of former Vice President Mike Pence's home in Indiana. Lawyer says he's been fully cooperative. World Health Organization's warning that Turkey faces a secondary disaster because of the number of people left out in the cold with nowhere to go after the devastating earthquake that's killed more than 23,000. At least five people were hurt Friday when an American Airlines plane being towed at LAX collided with a bus carrying passengers. This is ABC News. Russia launched a massive attack on Ukraine Friday, targeting the country's power supply. This followed earlier waves of missile and drone strikes, all of this targeting the Ukrainian power grid. The Super Bowl is illustrating the cost of attending the game, a cost that some fans are willing to pay in Arizona.
The average price of a Super Bowl ticket sold on StubHub has been around $6,800. Lowest available is around $3,100. Eagles fan George Polis says he went to an extreme to afford his trip to Arizona from Philly.
I went and cashed in my 401k. I shouldn't say this, but and then I made the commitment to come to Phoenix to see my Philadelphia Eagles.
On StubHub, they say they found about 20% of ticket sales have been coming from Pennsylvania, only about 10% from Kansas and Missouri. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Consumer Reports says an investigation found the DOT model of the Bindle water bottle contains dangerous amounts of lead. Bindle says it's working on a fix, but says that lead is in a separate storage section of the bottle. Ryan Clark, ABC News.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the talk of Green Bay WGBW.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks. And a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Snow Day Thursday edition. I can't freaking believe it, little buddy.
Snow day? What are you talking about? In Milwaukee, it's doing nothing but raining. Washed all the salt off my car. Crudy, good to see you. Evan, on the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy Thursday.
It is a mess here in Madison, where I'm in the Solidarity Realty Studios, about 15 feet from University Ave, maybe not even 10. When the buses come by and drive through the 4 to 6 inches of loose snow that are still out there on the roads, it just comes slamming up on the windows. I'm that close to the road, Dom. I drive a four-wheel drive Jeep, or at least I am today. I had a little trouble getting to work. But when I got up this morning, my kid's giggling. Dad, you're never going to believe it. Snow day. I'm like, what? I don't believe it. And I look out the window. Streets are, well, maybe damp. I'm like, what's it icy out there? What am I missing? And then it started snowing, thunder snowing. Thunder snowing, at
it's
least in
so
Middleton.
Weird.
It was
so weird.
Thunder snowing. And by like early afternoon, we had like approximately 6-8 inches. Although, as I mentioned, Dom, I'm not always a good estimation of 6 to 8 inches. Yeah. Might be an overestimation, but it seems like a lot.
Well, it's sloppy, it's wet, so be careful out there, folks.
There's a joke there somewhere. But I'm gonna leave that one. I'm gonna leave
I wasn't even going there, man. I was just literally saying, man. You know, because that heavy snow, like you said, it affects you a little bit more than that white fluffy stuff. So you, just be careful.
You know, I barely have an internal filter, Dom.
I know,
when you dangle a punchline into making like that for me, oh damn!
Oh, it's just so hard for you not to take the bait.
Let's talk about some of the political headlines of the day, Dom. I got a few to throw at you. Joe Biden back on the road again today. A little warmer.
Yeah,
came
put
yesterday.
Some miles on. Yeah.
Biden came yesterday. I got people on the streets walking around in shorts. Today we got 6 inches of fresh slush all on the roads. But Joe's in Florida. Joe's down south, baby. We'll bring you some sound of the president in Florida. I was trying to say pronounce the abbreviation, I guess. In Florida, Joe, in hour two, the happier happy hour. I hope I'm happier by then. A little miserable about this weather. Also, there is a George Santos headline.
Another one shocking. Another day goes by, another George Santos headline. Oh, hell, we didn't even talk about him after the State of the Union. Mitt Romney lit his ass up. I mean, Mitt Romney. When Mitt Romney, you know, lights your ass up, there's something going on, man.
This guy is walking clickbait. Everything about his life screams too interesting not to read beyond the headline. So anyways, I'll give you some of that later, Dom. And your buddy, Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin.
Senior Senator from Wisconsin.
Now, Joe Biden, when the president was in my backyard yesterday, the weather a little nicer then, but Joe Biden kind of, you know, let me clear my throat, says Joe. He mentioned Rojo. And pretty soon, Dom, we're going to play for you, our fair audience. And you barely deserve this, but Rojo, full-out conspiracy theorist in a Hill hearing today. And we're going to do instant commentary because I know that's how our audience loves it, Dom, when you and I step on the sound. So,
Senator Johnson testifying at the committee of what, the weaponization of government. Senator Johnson, right? Was he under oath? I'm really curious.
I think his middle name, McCarthy.
Have you no decency, sir?
I think I've asked him a question very similar to that. And that was just for not voting to impeach Donald Trump the first time. It's gotten much, much worse, hasn't it, Rojo?
Oh, man.
But, Dom, let's talk about it. A little crime in progress, a little wish GOP red on red crime. The conservative candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Tom, they're squabbling publicly.
The Republicans are in disarray.
You keep saying that, and it's accurate. Corrine Hess, in a competition for conservative voters, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly, well, Tom, he's ratcheting up the attacks on Judge Jennifer Doro.
Uh-oh.
Ratchet him up. Now, it's funny. Never mind. In the closing weeks, Dom, of a heated primary election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, conservative candidate Dan Kelly, you've heard the ads right here. Now Mad Radio. If you didn't know, he's the super conservative one. The one that liberals want to, take out? No, I want to raise you up, Dan. If I had to pick amongst the conservative candidates to run against, you know, one of either of the two fine liberal choices, I'd pick you, Dan. But Dan's ratcheting up the attacks. Now, I'm speaking at a Republican Party event in Dane County earlier this week. In Dane County, Republican Party, where's my invite? I live here. I'd have come to your little Dan Kelly party, maybe.
Ratcheting up the attacks, Curdy, but specifically challenging her legal intellect and conservative credentials. Legal intellect? What's the matter, Dan Kelly? You concerned about the college she got her law degree from? You know, the Christian Broadcasting Network School of Law that they rebranded as Regent? You know, the same school you went to.
Well, they are alumni together, Dom. You think they'll carpool down to the alumni functions?
The alumni dinners?
That's Pat Robertson University, effectively, right?
I guess.
This is where they went to law school. But I read on. This from Dan Kelly. Again, at the big event, they're in the primary against each other, February 21st. Speaking of Darrow, there's no treaties. There's no law review article. There's not even an opinion piece in the newspaper, Kelly said. There's no lecture or presentation of summary judgment decision, no motion to dismiss opinion that describes what she means by saying she's conservative. Saying she's got a thin record, Dan? Kelly, who served 4 years on the Supreme Court before losing in 2020 to Justice Jill Karofsky, he didn't lose, he got his ass handed to him, went on to say Doro's campaign literature shows she doesn't understand the U.S. Constitution.
You know, you figured all that out in a flyer, Dan?
Kelly said Doro incorrectly states people's rights come from the Constitution. Kelly instead said he believes rights were created by God.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
And it's the court's job to protect those rights from the government.
Which god exactly, Dan Kelly, do you refer? Is that Zeus?
Here is what Kelly said in a very pompous and sanctimonious tone, I suspect, because that's the only way he speaks. If you don't get that one, what are you going to do with the hard ones, Kelly said, reflecting conservative legal philosophy that the Constitution doesn't bestow rights, but rather protects individuals' God-given rights from the government. Oh, we're protecting them from the government. Who's protecting us from Dan Kelly? But I read on. Kelly's comments on Doro came February 7th during the monthly Pints in Politics event held by the Republican Party of Dane County after Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney asked Kelly if he could support Doro in the general election if she were to emerge from the February 21st primary. Doro, well, she entered the race late, didn't she, Dom? A late entree.
She certainly did. Entered the race with name recognition after presiding over the trial of Darrell Brooks in the Waukesha Parade tragedy. She was not in attendance when reached by the Journal Sentinel. Darrell's campaign said they heard a recording of Kelly's comments and wished he would simply join her in promising to endorse whichever of them comes out of the primary. A quote, what she's really excited about is the overwhelming number of endorsements she's received from law enforcement, with over 150 sheriffs, police chiefs, and prosecutors backing her campaign. Judge Doro's commitment to public safety and the rule of law sets her apart from all of the candidates in the race as law enforcement's choice, the campaign manager Amber Schroeder said in a statement to the Journal Sentinel. At a forum for the conservative Supreme Court candidates in Greendale on February 1st, Doro said she would support Kelly if he wins the primary, but Kelly would not commit to backing Doro at that event. Kelly didn't directly criticize Doro, but referred to the 2019 court election in which Hagedorn prevailed in the endorsement of conservatives, went on to break ranks with the conservative justices on some high-profile rulings. Kelly said he felt burned by his support for Hagedorn. I had to apologize to countless hundreds of people, and I won't be put in that position again.
Dom, I want to jump all the way back to January 9th. There was a little debate in Madison. I'm going to read further from the Journal Sentinel's reporting on Tuesday. Kelly also criticized Doro over a January 9th debate in Madison featuring all four candidates. During that debate, Doro read most of her answers from prepared statements. She had binders, Dom. Here's what Kelly said. Again, this happened last week, but he's talking about the earlier debate in January. Jennifer's participation. Again, remember, he's very pompous. Jennifer's participation was limited to reading a series of prepared statements from a binder. We can't do that in the general election. Jenna Protasewicz may be many things, but she's not unintelligent. What a backhanded...
Yes, of course. It's Dan Kelly.
If you do not bring the A-game to her in the general election, you'd lose.
So did you bring the A-game when you won against Karofsky, Dan Kelly? What game was that? What game were you playing, sir?
Dominic, on Wednesday night, Kelly appeared on Righty Whitey Dan O'Donnell Show, echoing his previous statements. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Best you ever had. Come back with us, Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can be a part, 844-967-2789. Rojo testimony, conspiracies from here to there. And by there, I mean the Hill.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice. Where your mouth is, be a
pop that action.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 43 today. Under clear skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 23. 42 tomorrow, mainly clear. Upper 30s Monday, turning warmer Tuesday with highs in the low 40s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 20.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Before you get in the car driving home in the Madison area, just give yourself some extra time. Little extra dose of the Devil's Advocates today, man. Be safe out there. It's kind of schlickery. Roads are crappy. So, again, be safe, please. Dom, I've been nearly gleeful to hear the public testimony of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. He used to come around on this show. We stopped in inviting him.
You're welcome, everybody.
It's not us. It's him.
Yes,
let's
it's
just
totally
put it
him.
That way.
Yes.
It's not us. It's him. We broke up with Ron. We dumped him. And today he gave public testimony. And nobody wants to eat this broccoli, Dom, but I think it might be worthwhile just to expose our U.S. Senator for, you know, his true tinfoil hat wearing Kool-Aid drinking colors, Dom. Let's play it for the people. Ebon, going to need some help. This, again, this is a House committee hearing. So, again, the Republicans are in charge. Yes, Dom?
House committee. Republicans are in charge. This is the House Weaponization Subcommittee. And MSNBC...
Find the deep state subcommittee?
Former Senator Claire McCaskill called it a clown show. Rep. Jerry Connolly, a Democrat from Virginia, said this. See if you can guess who he's talking about. We began with a rousing presentation from two old guys who apparently wanted to vent every grievance, real and imagined, they've experienced over the last 20 to 30 years. And that really set the tone, you know, the part of this historical event, the notion that the FBI is filled with a bunch of lefties who want to go after conservatives in America and right-wing elements in America. Boy, that would be news to the FBI. That would be a new historical trend entirely, because the history of any kind of use of the FBI is the other way around, right? Question mark. Yes, Mr. Connolly, it is the other way around. And two of those old guys, one, Chuck Grassley, super old, and two, your favorite senator from Wisconsin, Senator Ron Johnson.
How would you like to be lumped in with Chuck Grassley in any column?
In any way, in any description, right, no doubt. Never, ever want that.
Certainly not on the actuarial tables. Like, there's two old guys. See that guy and that other old guy. He's talking about you, Rojo.
Yes, you are the other old guy, Rojo. Well, let's hear it. The devastating response to COVID. Wait, what didn't COVID happen during Trump? But, yeah, go ahead, Kurt.
Never mind.
Let's hear number one, Evan, if you would, please.
COVID has exposed the awesome power that can be misused by government officials. The loss of basic freedoms has been nothing less than breathtaking. Our response to the pandemic has been a miserable failure. A miserable failure.
Certainly it was under Trump.
No question.
I mean, does he get easily breathless?
Clutching his pearls? Yes, of course he does. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't get it, but let's hear more and we'll get through it so we don't have to continue on to the next segment. Everything we lost, cut to, please.
Over 1 million lives lost the human toll, the economic devastation caused by shutdowns that did not work, and the loss of learning and other psychological harms to our children.
He believes a million people died. What are you going to do? I mean, let more people die?
Ivermectin for all my friends.
Yes, here you go. Cut number three. Patients will refuse treatment, Crudy.
Federal health officials denied patients early treatment and to this day refuse to acknowledge the extent of significant injuries caused by the COVID vaccines.
But ivermectin, super cool.
Don't forget hydroxychloroquine, the abuse of power. Cut number four, please.
Emails between Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins reveal how they intended to use their awesome government authority and power to accomplish a, quote, devastating published takedown, unquote, of scientists who offered a different approach to handling the pandemic.
Well, there are quacks on all sides just because you put on the coat, right, Ron? Did Fauci hide the truth? I'm just asking questions over here. Cut five, please.
Have emails also revealed Fauci's attempt to hide his agency's role in funding dangerous research that might have led to the creation of the deadly coronavirus?
Rogel,
we don't know.
Breathlessly
asked. Because those agencies won't provide unredacted documents.
So you're just rampantly speculating in a House hearing. Is there evidence that Fauci took a guy on Fifth Avenue and shot him?
We don't know.
We don't know because he won't release the emails. Really? That is quite a leap from the... And it wasn't even like they didn't release the emails, Tom. They didn't release the unredacted emails. Yet, he was unconcerned about the Mueller report.
Well, no, nothing. Nothing to see here, as Ron has told us more than once. Finally, the great Wisconsin embarrassment. Senator Ron Johnson, cut six.
Federal health agencies have not been honest or transparent. I've written over 50 oversight letters, and the vast majority of the questions I have asked have either received an inadequate response response at all.
Because you
I have requested information that the public has a right to know.
You know, when Ron Johnson first came to the public's scope, giving testimony on behalf of the archdiocese, the Catholic archdiocese. I'd point out, Ron's not Catholic, but private citizen Ron Johnson felt it was necessary to go give public testimony in the bankruptcy case, I believe, of the Catholic diocese as they tried to shield their assets
from the victims of rape from the church, yes. Child victims of church rape. Yes, that's what Ron testified to. Because, if you allow them to get their assets taken, well, what are you going to do with every other nonprofit and 501c3? They're never going to get any volunteers or employees. How about don't rape children? Just a thought.
Well, Ron thought that was a defendable position, at least financially, Dom. Come back with us. There were more points I was going to make, but that's why we got more show. You can make points, 844-967-2789.
Now that it's over, I don't know what to do with the rest of my life.
Why not gargle?
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. military shot down another object in the skies. This was downed over Alaska one day after it was spotted.
A senior official describes it to ABC as cylindrical and silverish gray.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
The military says the object was unmanned, and we are told it appeared to be floating, not being steered or propelled like the Chinese spy balloon.
That's ABC's Martha Raddatz. The FBI recovered one document with classified markings during a five-hour search Friday of former Vice President Mike Pence's home in Indiana. Lawyer says he's been fully cooperative. World Health Organization's warning that Turkey faces a secondary disaster because of the number of people left out in the cold with nowhere to go after the devastating earthquake that's killed more than 23,000. At least five people were hurt Friday when an American Airlines plane being towed at LAX collided with a bus carrying passengers. This is ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Friday Eve. Dom, almost there, man. Getting there. Getting closer. There, getting closer. Got lots going on. You said, man, this week's going fast. I'm like, you're crazy, dude.
It is, man. The older I get, the faster it goes.
Dude, we had extended State of the Union coverage on Tuesday night, as you well know. I had the president in my backyard yesterday, as you might remember, Dom, if your brain still functioned properly.
I very vaguely remember something about that.
It is a big political week. Now, people, with the snow day and the kids home and a lot of stuff going on, few are taking a breath, but today is no day to take a breath, Dom. Every day around here, a political day. Every day, an urgent day. Each and every day, we have the urgency to create the greatest radio show ever. Ever. And it takes effort. And it takes callers at 844-967-2789. If you want us to fail in this mission, don't call. But if you want us to somehow miraculously surpass each and every prior performance we've ever had and put together, again, the greatest radio show ever, please dial 844-967-2789. But if you're out and about, you know, don't call until you get home. But we could use you, actually. You know, might risk your life, but 844-967-2789. If you're not on the sloppy roads in Madison, non-Madison commuters get to go to the top of the list. We'll get to the phones eventually, right? Calling for callers. We get there.
We get there. We'll get there. We ask for them, and then we kind of forget about it, and then we'll eventually get there.
Well, when I see lots of callers not commuting around the great state of Wisconsin, not commuting in the Madison area because it could be slick out there, then we'll take some calls. 844-96-PARTY. Dom, it's not quite a Wisconsin headline, but after the disgrace that is Ron Johnson, I feel it's only appropriate to turn to national disgrace, George Santos.
Okay, that makes sense. Same bad taste in my mouth.
You know, I mentioned this guy's like walking clickbait. See if you can tell what I mean. I'm going to get to a headline, and this headline, you just got to like palm plant your face like, oh my God, how is this true? I assume it's true. It's being reported by Politico. I haven't verified independently the source, but George Santos was charged with theft in 2017 in a case tied to Amish dog breeders.
What and why and huh?
I saw some Amish people a couple of days ago, Dom. I was in northwestern Wisconsin. Stopped at like a rest stop in like the Eau Claire area. You know this, man. I've been traveling all around the state clandestinely. But I saw some Amish people. And I was thinking to myself, boy, I wonder if George Santos ever screwed those people. Here is what Politico is reporting. Rep. George Santos was charged with theft in Pennsylvania Amish country. Oh, good. Not northwestern Wisconsin Amish country. In 2017, after a series of bad checks were written in his name to dog breeders, according to the court and a lawyer friend who helped him address the charge.
Address the charge. We're addressing the charges.
Dominic, just days after $15,000 in checks were made out for, and it's got in air quotes, I suppose, this, you know, in the comment section, puppies. He bought 15 G's worth of puppies. That's a lot of puppies.
He wrote puppies in the memo line. Is that like, you know, Gates and his buddy writing for college and the Venmos?
Tuition. Was every puppy $199.99? Anyways, he's writing 15 grand worth of checks made out for puppies, according to the memo lines. And then Santos held an adoption event at the Staten Island Pet Store with his animal rescue charity Pets. Oh, pardon me. Want to make sure we get it right in case you're looking for a contribute.
You don't want to be wrong about something Santos did.
The charity is Friends of Pets United. You know, because pets divided against themselves cannot stand
never
them.
Never stand, yes.
According to the store's Instagram account, a person who attended the event, the charge was dismissed and his record expunged after George Santos claimed someone had stolen his checkbook, according to the court and the lawyer. How is that plausible? Someone stole his checkbook, went and bought 15 grand worth of puppies with bad checks, and then did a puppy adoption thing, but there's no correlation between those. I mean, really? Then who bought the puppies under false pretense? The Pennsylvania theft charge, which has not been previously reported, not by the devil's advocates anyways, is the latest revelation in a dizzying array of scandals for the beleaguered New York congressman who fabricated much of his campaign biography. Santos is facing at least 5 law enforcement probes, including a FBI investigation into his role in a service dog charity scheme tied to Friends of Pets United. And oh yeah, Dom, there's that Brazilian fraud case. Santos has said he merely fabricated parts of his resume and has denied breaking any laws, technically denied breaking any laws anywhere, right, Dom? A spokesperson and a lawyer for Santos did not respond to a request for comment, Dom. Attorney Tiffany Bogosian, I'm not sure if that's correct, but something like that, who attended middle school with Santos, but eventually fell out of touch with her classmate. Is there anyone you went to middle school with that you have not fallen out of touch with?
Well, when you steal and hustle from everybody you ever meet all the time, it's kind of hard to maintain, you know, positive, normal relationships.
Well, attorney Tiffany Bogosian, who attended middle school with Santos, ran into him in a Queen Starbucks in late 2019. Santos told her he had just lost a bid for Congress. Several weeks later, she said, Santos asked for help. He had been awakened by a 4 a.m. knock on the door of his Queens home by a New York PD officer who served him with an extradition warrant related to a Pennsylvania theft charge. He told her on February 15th, 2020, about 2 years ago, Dom, she said he stopped by Bogosian's New York office where she tried to help him with some legal advice as a friend. As a friend, Santos said his checkbook had gone missing in 2017 and blamed someone he knew for the disappearance, she recalled. He told Bogosian, I think that's the third way I've pronounced it now, Dom.
Come on.
He canceled the checkbook with TD Bank as soon as he'd notify it was gone just days after getting it. Bogosian said one of the NYPD detectives told her in Santos they should contact a Pennsylvania state trooper about the warrant. NYPD referred questions about the warrant to Pennsylvania State Police, who said it didn't comment on prior investigations. At her office in February of 2020, Bogosian sent an email to Trooper Adams on Santos' behalf, according to a copy of the message she shared. In the email, she argued Santos's case as he'd related to her. But we know he's lying, right?
That's how it is. You are only, you know, arguing what your client has told you. So what are you going to do? Investigations on your own?
She noted,
hell no, we went to grade school together. What could possibly go wrong?
Here's the defense, Tom. She noted to the trooper that the signatures were different on each of the checks and attached Santos' New York State's driver's license to show his signature on that ID didn't match any of the ones on the checks. Oh, he's a clever thief. He didn't sign his name accurately, Dom.
Who took possession of the dogs? What happened to the dogs? The puppies?
I'm not clear, Dom. Let's see if the reporting covers any of that. I don't know. It was a theft by deception charge. One of Santos' bounce checks was written out to a Jacob Stoltzfus, a dog breeder in Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania, in the amount of $775 for puppy and dated November 22nd, 2017. Stolfus said that he had been a typical amount for one of his purebred dogs at the time. Actually, there's a couple of checks here. Another made out for $1,100, Tom. That's a lot of puppy. The recipients attempted to cash the checks at Coatesville Savings Bank and Bank Bird of Hand in Pennsylvania. Just 3 days after the 775 check is dated, Santos animal charity Friends of Pets United held a puppy adoption event at a Staten Island pet store. Friends of Pets United has a puppy overload. We'll be cuddling golden retriever, lab, Yorkie, border collie, American Eskimo and shepherds. Adopt, don't shop. An Instagram post from the Pet Oasis read. So he's going out. He's stealing through deception, writing bad checks in Pennsylvania Amish country, getting these purebreds, taking them back to a shelter where the dogs are then being what? Sold for adoption cost of like $49.95 each?
Well, I mean,
maybe $100.
When you get something for free, you know, you get any money for it, it's a bargain.
There are many dogs at the charity event, and the adoption cost ranged from $300 to $400, she recalled.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Right. You write a bad check for $700, sell for $300 or $400. My math says that's like $300 or $400 of pure profit. if you don't get caught.
The fees were always different, and he always had a ton of puppies and a ton of people helping him. The woman who mention the $400 puppies. After Vaso adopted her puppy, Santos asked her to volunteer for his charity to foster dogs and coordinate adoption events. She grew disillusioned with him after she said she had fostered an estimated 30 dogs in 1 month, but the only help Santos offered was some money for paper towels. Did he jump shot him at him? Like Trump
like
would
Trump
have?
Did? Yeah, right.
The charity was not a registered nonprofit or a rescue group, according to the New York Times.
Oh, of course it wasn't, because it's George Santos, if that's your real name.
It's not. I thought Anthony DeVolder was his
well,
name.
Well, you know, I mean, you could legally change it or just, you know, go by a moniker.
But, what was his? He had another, like a drag queen name in Brazil.
Oh, yes, that's true. That's true. I forget what that was.
And the random names he signed on so many different checks, though.
I mean, does it really even matter? The Hill reporting, Crudy, from today, a group of House Democrats unveiled a resolution on Thursday to expel Rep. George Santos, if that's your real name, from Congress, citing a long and growing list of resume fabrications that have defined his first weeks on Capitol Hill. Rep. Daniel Goldman, a Democrat from New York, said this: "This is not just a simple liar. This is a con man who does not belong in Congress, and he needs to go." Sponsored by Rep. Robert Garcia, Democrat from California, the proposal has little chance of getting a vote in the chamber controlled by the GOP leaders who are defending Santos's right to keep his seat. Yeah, that's
their kind of guy, Dom. Their kind of guy.
But Democrats are hoping the measure will draw attention to the embattled lawmaker, link the broader GOP to Santos's many scandals, and force Republican leaders to stand by their opposition to his removal, even as the questions surrounding his background and campaign finances pile up. "We're going to send a clear message that if Speaker Kevin McCarthy refuses to hold Santos accountable, we will," Rep. Richie Torres, a Democrat from New York, said. Torres was flanked by other sponsors of the resolution, Reps Garcia, Goldman, Becca Ballint, and Eric Sorensen, as well as staffer holding a sign listing some of Santos's most prominent transgressions. That must have been a big sign. All but Goldman are members of the Congressional Equality Caucus, which promotes LGBTQ rights, and they're taking special umbrage with Santos's lies about employees dying in the 2016 mass shooting at Pulse, the gay nightclub in Orlando. A quote from Garcia: "His continued pattern of fraud and deception is especially worrisome to our own LGBTQ plus community, and it's time we act immediately and expel him from Congress." I mean, you can try, but, you know, he's one of them now.
He's a good fella. He's one of us, Tom.
He's one of ours. He's a friend of mine. He's a friend of ours. He's a friend of ours.
If you were a friend of the devil's, you would be calling us 844-967-2789. We'll go to your phone calls. Sloppy day out there on the roads, but it looks like it's getting a little better. I'll now accept Madison area driver callers. I think the roads are good enough. You can call us. Do it. 844-96. Party. Party up in here.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies today with highs around 43. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows around 23. Mainly sunny tomorrow, highs level off around 42. Highs level off around 40 Monday under sunny skies. 44 Tuesday, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 20.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
When I was three and it didn't leave much to Ma and me.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open for your take. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, let's go to him. Pete from Sun Prairie. Welcome, Pete. What do you got for us?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, well, so I'm thinking our voices have to be heard. And Voss, LeMahieu and company keep saying we don't see the interest in recreational marijuana, fair districting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we need to come up with a organization. I'm going to call 72 Voices. There are 72 counties in the state, an office in each county, to put countywide referendums on every ballot for items that we all care about. And when they say we don't see the interest or the support, 72 counties or 72 voices could say, here it is, this referendum passed in every county. So how do we make that happen?
Well, Pete, the county part, the referendums, local non-binding advisory referendums, that seems like a brilliant plan. The hard part, Pete, is right, to get the Robin Vosses of the world to give a damn about what their constituents want. Robin Voss sees the polling. He knows that the people of Wisconsin want all these things you just enumerated, Pete. And to say, go ahead, sir.
I agree with that, but with a statewide grassroots organization, they could stand up with an operation like yours, who now has statewide reach, and say, "Bull hockey. These are the poll. These are the referendums. These are the votes. Don't tell me there's no interest. I know they're going to ignore them, but we can put political pressure on them by doing that."
Pete, I really like your plan, and I would encourage someone like yourself or other activists in this great state, a lot of great people in this state, if you want to have a real voice and influence over your lawmakers, you could all band together and build this infrastructure. And I can tell you, from a media perspective, a lot of freaking work. A lot of work, Pete. Or, theoretically, another alternative is you could vote in the April 4th Supreme Court election, and we could try to recast the maps in the state of Wisconsin. We could perhaps see a lawsuit that would show that we may have the most politically gerrymandered maps in the nation, and perhaps they're unconstitutional.
The nation, in the history of the world, yes, but please continue.
Well, you know, you quibble over the details, Tom. What effectively it means, Pete, of course you know this, it means that we are not being represented by our leadership, and there is no direct constitutional way to make a binding referendum. We still need the legislature if we want it to affect law or the Constitution. And the legislature in the state of Wisconsin, of course, is gerrymandered like a tick on a dog. They don't want to give up any of the power that they carved out through malfeasance. The only way we're going to get a fair shake in representative governance, is through a recasting of the map, speed. And while I'd love to cast political pressure from all corners of the state upon Robin Voss, I don't think we need referendums to hold him accountable for the fact that he is not serving the will of the people. And I don't mean just Democrats. I mean all people. When you see polling, Nearly 70% of Wisconsinites, nearly 80% of Wisconsinites want medicinal marijuana. Medicine. Other people's medicine, Robin Voss, thinks he gets a say over. Recreational marijuana. Well, they know damn well the people of the state of Wisconsin, including over 50% of the Republicans, want to change on that topic. Robin Voss says there's no path, and he controls all legislation in the state. If it can't hit his floor, it ain't never going to be law. And he knows the numbers. Everybody knows the numbers. That he gets me pissed off. That very same guy. I sat in the assembly parlor in the front row when Robin Voss rolled out Foxconn. And Pete, I was there questioning him at every step. How does a $13 an hour job, how is that a well-paying job by your definition, sir? That adds up to me like $26,000, $27,000 per annum. A month ago, you were telling us $53,000, $54,000 on average, maybe more. And of course, we know the lies he told through his teeth that day never even came to fruition. Where are the $13 an hour jobs, Robin Voss? That's your freaking district. He caught more hell for failing to overturn the election for the benefit of Donald Trump and got primaried in his own district by Adam Steen. Hell, the former president tried to take his ass out. Not for bad governance, but for not being bad enough at governance. So this is the world we find ourselves in, Pete. And I love your advocacy. And I'm out here beating my head against a brick wall each and every day. But it's working, and we are affecting people by telling them the truth. And as this network grows, we don't need 72 counties of referendums. We just need the power of this audience to exert the pressure. We say it, you do it, Pete. 844-967-2789. Our pal Chris from Sun Prairie, she's been working hard for years. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi. Hey, I heard you guys saying that we should call, so I called because I am a friend of the Devils. And say hi. And I wanted to recommend to Pete that he can go out to fairmapswisconsin.com, and he can get hooked up right there with a lot of really great work that's going on in the state. Because, like, as Mike was saying, you know, we really need the Supreme Court race. It's a really, really important win. We need people to get out and vote in the primary on the 21st, and then we need them to get out and vote again on the 4th. And then we need people to push for fair maps, because the work's been done for that. There's people that have been doing phenomenal work for several years now on fair maps, and you can go out and join them. Just go out to fairmapswisconsin.com, and there's actions you can take. You could do them online. You could do things in person. There's all kinds of different things, different ways people can get involved. They can write postcards. So I really highly recommend everybody get involved, because we really need everybody.
Well, Chris, we know you've been fighting the good fight. Also, Wisconsin Grassroots Network, that's a hell of an organization. You've got a big event coming up on March 18th, Chris. Real quick, tell them where it's at.
Oh, well, we're at Wisconsin Heights High School in Mays, Mamie, and our doors will open at 8 o'clock. And Mike Kurt's going to be there, and we're going to have Mike McCabe, Minsky. We're going to have,
Jim Santel, Earl Ingram will be broadcasting on behalf of Civic Media there that day.
That's correct. We're going to have about 20 to 24, I think, breakout sessions. We're going to have, you caught me off guard, Mike.
Well, Chris, I tell you what, I didn't mean to fluster you. The happy hour is next, and we'll tell you more. March 18th, put it on your calendars. Be at the Wisconsin Grassroots Festival with Crudy, Earl, Jim Santel, and Chris.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.